I'm talking to James Ogwe. He's the president of the Arab American Institute, and his organization signed, together with a few other Jewish American and Arab American organizations, a letter to President Obama calling upon him to pay immediate attention to the Middle East. One of the things that President Obama did on his first day in the Oval Office was to call the major players in the region. Jim, it seems like the president really is making good on his promise to attend to this issue right away.
Well, I think we should, you know, we're obviously delighted, but I'm not surprised. I remember he addressed remarks to Arab Americans in a video message that he sent to us early in the campaign, and then in a more elaborate way during the general election, where he said this issue is important to Arab Americans, important to Jewish Americans, and it's important to me. And he promised that from the beginning he would make this a priority. I think that it fell off the radar screen for a lot of Americans who began to say, well, Iraq or Afghanistan, this issue is hopeless, it can't be solved. It may be very difficult, but one thing that always impressed me about Barack Obama is that he gets it, and I'm therefore delighted but not surprised that he has made this an initial priority for his administration. If you remember, when he was naming Hillary Clinton Secretary of State, he said, I am charging you, and he listed three priorities, right. And Israeli-Palestinian peace was one of them. That is no accident.
Mm-hmm. We're talking on Thursday, the 22nd, and it is believed that today the announcement will be made on a Middle East envoy. Talk is that former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell will be named. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, without being blasphemous, actually being sincere, I'd say alhamdulillah. I mean, this is very important. I think that it sends a message that he is naming someone as big as the solution he seeks, as big as the problem itself is.
Mm-hmm.
George Mitchell is a proven statesman, a tested statesman who has done great things with Northern Ireland. Granted, it is different than Northern Ireland, and granted, George Mitchell has already made an appearance in the Middle East with the Mitchell Plan. The mission he was given with the Mitchell Plan was a limited one. It was simply getting the parties back to the negotiating table. But it was not followed through by the Bush administration, who ended up allowing Ariel Sharon to unilaterally determine how he would implement the Mitchell Plan, and the result was that they, together, Bush and Sharon, sabotaged it. But I think that George Mitchell would not be taking this job if he did not believe that President Obama were serious about it, and he has an ability, Mitchell, to find very practical solutions to very complicated problems. I remember marveling at the Irish peace plan and the wisdom that he demonstrated in that. This is the right guy for the job at this time.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a final question. I want to go back to the letter that the group of Arab American and Jewish American organizations sent to President Obama. Mm-hmm. There's a message in the getting together. How would you characterize this mm-hmm. message of getting together?
Look, I remember during the Oslo period, we came together on the White House lawn, and in many ways, it was a unique thing. We'd never done it before. I found myself, being embraced by people that I'd only met in that dark alley called Crossfire. You know, we'd done TV shows and yelled at each other, but kind of in our heart of hearts, didn't want to be there. That is yelling at each other, and when the hands shook, we were shaken to our cores, and our real selves came forward. I remember, you know, in the years that followed, people would say, well, that was just an illusion. And I'd say, no, that was not puppy love. I mean, we actually found something about ourselves at the time that was important. And Bill Clinton brought us together and continued to bring us together through his 8 years in the White House. We needed to be in a position to export that experience and not be on the importing end of the divisions in the region. And so coming together, as we did with this statement now, in the worst of times, is somehow more important and more courageous, I think, about a statement for our communities than it was coming together in the easy times when there was a peace process that was actually moving forward and people thought was making sense. And so I think it's important that we come together. It sends a statement to the White House. It sends a statement to Israelis, to Palestinians, to Arabs in general. We know this is a critical issue for us, not just for you. We want to get on with our lives and do other things. We want you to get on with your lives and do other things. We don't need military budgets, you know, the way that they are in the region. We don't need to be living with insecurity and fear and hatred and despair. And so if we continue to work to support President Obama, if we work to support the peace forces in Israel and in the Arab world, I believe we can make a difference. I mean, we should not be supporting those who represent the worst in the region. We should be representing those who support the best in the region. And that's what us coming together now says to President Obama and says to our respective peoples in the region, is that this is the right direction we want to go. If you make the tough choices, we're going to be with you every step of the way, because we know it's important for you and we know it's important for us.
Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you.